Andy Finch raced his way through the unconventional world of snowboarding. The kid from California won the Grand Prix Halfpipe in 2003 and 2004. He medaled at the Winter X Games and eventually made Team USA for the 2006 Olympics in Italy. Hello, everyone. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. We're online for you anytime to give or learn more at WWIB.com. Andy Finch is 37 now, which I think is pretty young, but getting up there in snowboarding years. He's retired from the sport, married Amber. They have two children, 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. Andy, welcome to the show. So how did you get into snowboarding, this stuff to begin with? How were you introduced to the sport?
Well, I was really introduced to snowboarding by my dad, who took me skiing as a young child around, you know, between 6, 7, 8. A couple years, I think, we didn't go. We were on junk yard sale skis. And I'll never forget the first time I saw a snowboarder. We were riding up the chairlift, and this guy came over this roller catching air where I'd never seen anyone catch air. And he made it look really good. And I'm like, Dad, that's what I want to do. And for the next 2 years, I didn't stop mine snowboarding the mountain. Until I finally convinced my dad into getting one. You know, as a young child, I was all about climbing things and jumping off. I wanted to be in the air. Snowboarding seemed like a great means to do so. So,
so I was going to ask if you were a daredevil or a risk taker as a kid.
I think to other people, it comes across that way. Even to my mom, it really came across that way. But to me, I knew what I could do. I knew what was possible. I knew what I could do, and I did it. I definitely had that mindset where fear, like I could kind of overcome fear and take chances, I guess. Now with my snowboard career, I knew my limit, and I was constantly pushing it just a little past my limit, which I had a lot of major injuries, and I think that's part of it, where now I still know my limit, but I kick it back 10-15%
of the limit. Yeah, older and wiser, right? So tell me how you went from just having fun with this sport as a kid to making money out of it, being a professional, and traveling the world with snowboarding.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting story just because where I grew up. I grew up in Fresno, which, if anyone knows where Fresno, California is, it's in the center of the valley. There's no mountains. It's all farmland. But it was an hour and a half and into mountains where there was a very small ski resort called Sierra Summit, which is now called China Peak. And I really got to give a lot of credit to my father, who had a love for the mountains and a love for the ocean, and just which led him to surfing, which kind of led him into snowboarding, where he got really excited about it, and he started taking me up. I mean, he was the one waking me up on power days, like, Andy, let's go. Or, you know, sometimes he'd show up at school, like, snow to foot, and he'd pull me out of school, and we'd go up to the mountain. So due to his love for it, I was introduced, even though I kind of gave him the initial nudge to get on a board. So he was taking me up. We were weekend warriors. I was going to a public school. And luckily, there were some really strong riders, some other guys at the mountain that probably should have been professional. But it's a very small area. There was no snowboard ski industry in that area. So no sponsors, no one to really see you. Almost like if you were playing baseball, like you have recruiters to kind of recruit the strong baseball players and put them on the right team and get them going to get their career going. I didn't really have that. What I did have, though, is a gal by the name of Michelle Harvey, now Michelle Armstrong, who she decided, you know, these local kids don't have any organization to it, so she started these events called the USASA, which is already part of a bigger organization, but she put on the local events and got us to go to nationals. Like, she was able to get enough points for us where we could go to nationals. And that's where I was really introduced to the industry. And I really had to work my way up the hard way through local competitions to nationals, finally made junior worlds. And then from junior worlds, I was introduced to the pro circuit. You know, after a couple of years, I would eventually work my way to the top, win a couple events. After winning nationals, I picked up my first sponsor at 16, which pretty cool, 16th birthday. I got my driver's license and my first two sponsors. My board, my first outfit showed up on my 16th birthday. Talk about a 16-year-old being on cloud nine. And from there, I was a couple years later, I had bigger sponsors came on and started paying for me to travel and paying for me to live, really when the professional career kicked off. And just worked my way up through the circuit. Had a major injury in the second week of the new millennium, 2000, with Gravity Games, crushed my knee, which looked like it was going to end my career. It's going to hurt to walk for the rest of my life. Pretty crazy God moment. And then just working through the events, and that's about the time Halfpipe had just been in the Olympics for the first time. First time snowboarding, actually, been in the Olympics. And that knee injury actually kind of directed me in a way where I had to stick to transition where the landings weren't quite as hard. And with Halfpipe in the Olympics, I really focused on Halfpipe snowboarding. And with that focus, is eventually the Olympics came 6 years later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that 12 years ago tour in Italy, and we'll pick it up there next time on Sports and Commentary. Professional snowboarder Andy Finch on today's show, and we'll talk soon, all right? Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.